if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Travel World, AM 600.
You beast, you savage. Come on, bark like a dog for me.
Ooh, push that button.
And we're crazy. Welcome back to Travel World. Will and back is Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad behind the console.
Yeah, another week has come and gone.
Yes, another crazy journey with all of us. We have a lot of great things lined up for you today. We have also a few mentions for the Maryland Tourism Development Board, who is actually very interested in having us down, Steve.
Oh, yeah. So we had a great time a few years ago in Baltimore and the Inner Harbor, the Sheraton Inner Harbor Hotel, walking around the whole Inner Harbor, taking the water taxi and over to Fells Point. A lot of fun in Maryland, and great crab cakes and great seafood and Italian cuisine, a lot of very dining options.
That was Mindy Bianca. I'm reading her letter to you. You met her at the TMAC.
Right, at TMAC convention.
TMAC Travel Media Association. Members of that. Thanks for taking the time to tell me a little about your radio show and your Howard Stern-like partner.
Yes.
Okay.
Your reputation has preceded you already to Maryland.
Oh, my goodness. Also, a lot of listeners have been asking us lately for tapes of our shows. One of the things we do is we do keep an archive of all the shows back to, April 97 when we first started for all the different topics we have. So if you are interested in a tape of a particular show or a particular topic, feel free to drop us a line, either by email, and if you want to buy a tape of a show, they're $12.50, tax included, and you send your money to Travel World, NASCOR Marketing. That's P.O. Box 1672, Place Bonaventure, Montreal, H5A1H7.
And the email address is travelworld, all one word, lowercase letters, at reporters.net. The telephone number is 630-9565.
Getting all revved up for that West Palm Beach. We're heading down to West Palm Beach.
Yes, 3 weeks. 3 weeks' time. We'll be in Jupiter, Florida, Expo Spring Training, and not summer is not too far away when you hit spring training time.
It's funny that we're going down with Cynthia Fodor and Danny and whatnot.
Oh, yes, the whole group.
It's another nebulous connection, of course, the Bats of Palm Beach, right?
Yes. Only you would find a connection between living bats and baseball bats.
And only you would find a boat ride in the middle of the desert.
Oh, yes, we found that when we went down to Mesa. Actually, last week when we talked about Mesa and their golf packages, there is a company in Montreal, Griffin Holidays, Terry Bowes, used to be sales manager at Air Canada. He's put that into his package of golf vacations, golf and spa vacations across North America and around the world that he handles. So you don't have to call the Mesa Convention Bureau travel agencies. I mean, give me a call during the week, 626-3132. Mm-hmm. And we handle Griffin Holidays and Terry Bowes, and you can have 3 and 7 night packages, hotel and meals and tea times all arranged in advance here
time
in Montreal.
For tea.
Yeah.
Not that kind of
Well, you can take iced tea and then you won't get through all the entire course, will you?
Yeah, and to balance out what Vic was saying, Phoenix is a very nice city to visit. Phoenix and Mesa, they're not like two separate places, you know. Mesa's kind of like saying, you know, I don't like Montreal, but I like Dollar Desarmo.
Yeah, it's like the West Island Convention Bureau. What are they going to have on the media tour of...
Well, didn't you put some ad in about the hydrofoil?
Oh, the hydrofoil out to Lynch Island. This was like in 1976-77, Olympic year, and I figured, you know...
Naughty.
When I said, high school, figure out, tell some American tourists that they had to visit to Lynch Island for the gambling and the Great Beach.
What is Lynch Island, Steve?
Well, it's a little island. It's the island that's in between the Isle of Montreal and Ile Perrot that you see off of the coastline out in Lac Saint-Louis off of Beaconsfield and Bay d'Urfey.
Okay. And you invented
it was
this whole resort?
Whole resort. There's an old abandoned house that has since burned down that was going to be turned down into a luxury lodge. It was owned by Hydro-Québec at the time when they were talking about putting an extra dam on the St. Lawrence River, and it possibly would have been underwater or something, or partially underwater. And we were creating a whole resort concept, and my imagination ran wild.
Well, you never know. Someone, maybe Raymond Malafon will take you up on that offer.
Well, he has that motel. He's still running that motel up in the Laval or something.
What, Chateau Beaconsfield instead of Chalet Beaconsfield?
Yeah, you got to make a big chain, you know, 3 locations to serve you better, but they're all on the same corner of the same street.
You know, that gets me. When we went down to Biloxi a couple of weeks back, we're going down, and we're taking a look at the different hotels, and in two places, I couldn't believe it. One place, it was Holiday Inn, two doors down, Holiday Inn Express.
Yeah.
And in another place, two convenient locations to serve you right next door to each other.
They're the same chain, but, well, there's kind of a different type of branding. One is a limited service part of Holiday Inn, and the other is a full service Holiday Inn with meeting rooms and a restaurant. But it's like those the locations, you know, Comfort Inn and Quality Inn, you know, across the street from each other, and they're both choice hotels. So
bed,
it's
table, chair, hanging on Spectrovision. The hotel room is a hotel room, isn't it?
Yeah, because you basically go to an area to visit the area.
But, yeah. Listen, we'd like to talk a little bit about Air Montreal.
Yeah,
before
Air Montreal. There's some
take our break.
Great reasons to travel around the province this time of year if you're going on business with some of the great rates. Montreal to Bagotville, $125, or Montreal to Quebec City, $95 each way. There's no advance purchase. Call today, fly tomorrow. No need to stay a Saturday night. Every seat on the flight is that price. No capacity controls. You save even more with Air Montreal by leaving from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where parking is free, no airport improvement fee to pay. Air Montreal is just-in-time travel, 631-2111, or on the internet, www.airmontreal.com.
And we have, following the break, the Active Woman Vacation Guide, the author, Evelyn Kay, who's waiting on the line following the break. Chad, let's roll it. I feel rock and rollish today. Saturday day, gotta disappear.
Let's get the rock out of here. Now you're talking. Yeah!
Morning, you're dead.
BIQC Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Langille Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Langilles with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Langille's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Langille's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
In today's volatile market, investing internationally makes sense. By diversifying your RRSP assets, you can increase your potential for capital growth. Jeff Waxman of IFS Capital Management offers you foreign content mutual funds that are 100% RRSP eligible. Now's the time to invest in larger, more diverse U.S. and international markets and participate in some of the world's most profitable companies. Act now. Call Jeff Waxman of IFS Capital Management with 20 years' experience in financial planning. 748-2727.
Brides-to-be. Don't miss Welcome Wagon's free bridal show, Tuesday, March 9th at 6:30 p.m. at the Sheraton Four Points in Dorval, 6600 Côte de Liesse. Enjoy a dazzling fashion show staged by Emmy Fair. All brides receive a free gift bag, plus the chance to win a grand prize dinnerware set from the Linen Chest. For your free invitation for two, call Maxine, 694-4919. That's 694-4919. Sponsored in part by AM 600.
Blood pumping. Welcome back to Travel World. Well, I'm back with Stephen Pickford, the hands of Chad. We're feeling kind of active.
Yeah, we're active guys, but there's also a lot of active women out there who like to do adventure travel, and Evelyn Kay has written a book, and she joins us now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, a lot of women think that these adventure trips may be just too much for them, but they can be very manageable, and you've put it in a nice, easy-to-read style. Tell us a bit more about adventure travel for women.
Well, I take kind of adventure trips, rafting,
hiking. I went to Antarctica. And on all these trips I've taken, there were always more women than men, and I thought that was just the luck of the draw. And it turns out that the Adventure Travel Society did a big survey, and it's women who are actually taking these adventure trips. Most of them, believe it or not, are over 40, and what they like to do is go with a group, and there are now more and more groups that can take women climbing, hiking, bike riding for the first time, and then they generally find they love it, and they go off and do stuff on their own.
Now, taking a tour is actually the best way to do it, because you can go with people who maybe, you know, have more experience than you, but it's also organized by somebody who knows exactly what to do. You're not just playing it by ear.
Right, and there's now several all-women companies, Wilderness Women, and other groups like that, that take women on trips for the first time. And I spoke to a wonderful lady from Tennessee who had never gone anywhere on her own, and she took something called the Montana Cowgirl Sampler. And that meant she went out to Montana, and she went hiking for a week, horse riding, camping, trekking. Afterwards, she said she had never done anything like this in her life, and so she was going to do something she had always wanted to do, which was to learn to fly. So she took flying lessons, and I spoke to her about 2 years after the trip, and she was just about to qualify for her pilot's license.
Now, that's something that people do on a holiday, and they look and they gain a whole lifelong experience and lifelong skill that they can apply the rest of their life.
Yeah, well, for many women, the chance to do something on their own only comes when they have enough money and if they are a parent or they have enough time. And so for many women, this is really the first time they've ever gone off hunting, fishing, and even shooting, some of them do. And for them, it's really an adventure that they've always wanted to try but never had the opportunity before.
Now, what is the strangest adventure travel experience that one can have, in your opinion? I mean, we all know about whitewater rafting or the hiking or cycling, but there must be some pretty strange adventure things one can do.
As opposed to traveling with Stephen.
Well, Stephen could come along. Men are certainly welcome on almost all these trips.
I think Chad would like to go on a trip with all women.
Well, I've been on trips with maybe two or three men, and actually they sometimes feel a little out of place, because what women do when they go on trips is they bond. Heavy bonding takes place, and they joke and they laugh.
Female bonding.
They're very relaxed.
Well, yeah. And well, you can always dress Chad up. I mean,
exactly.
He's not here to take the abuse yet.
If he came along in a kind of skirt and a kind of nice hairdo, we'd probably accept.
He's not here to take the abuse. Poor Chad. He's out. I think he's in his private office right now. But anyway, be that as it may, one of the things I've taken a look through your book is you do have a lot of historical notes here as well, because a lot of these travels and adventures and whatnot here are of women from the 1800s, 1700s, and whatnot.
Well, in the past, there have always been a few adventurous women. There was one wonderful German lady who, in about 1790, decided she wanted to travel. And after her children grew up, she went off and traveled around the world in the early 1800s. And then there were people who went climbing in the Alps when this was very new. There's Isabella Bird, who's an English woman who traveled around the world, went to Persia and China and Korea. And so what I did in the book was take excerpts from women who traveled in the past, wearing crinolines and trying to behave like ladies, and then also included some true stories by women who've taken first-time adventures today to show that the kind of women who go hiking and climbing today have often got historical precedent for doing it. It's just there's more and more of them out there today than there were 100 years ago.
Well, it seems that it makes an awful lot of sense, though. I mean, I've actually been on some holidays with some rather outdoorsy ladies, and they really do like to have, you know, they go their mountain climbing, they go the extreme whitewater rafting. It's pretty extreme stuff for us. I mean, you know, my idea of a holiday is let's get a hotel and sit on the beach for a day. But anyway, this other stuff sounds really fantastic.
Well, for a lot of women who have, say, jobs in offices or at home with children or looking after families, the idea of taking an adventure vacation is a real break for them. Mm-hmm. Scuba diving, for example, is something a lot of women are starting to look into, because for them it's something that doesn't take as much physical strength as, say, climbing a mountain, and it's something where if you're a smaller size, that helps. And then there's a group in Colorado, which is where I'm sitting, which actually takes women out boar hunting wild boars. This doesn't happen around Colorado because there aren't any around here, but she takes an annual boar hunt in Florida for people, which I thought was pretty unusual.
Wild boar hunting. Oh, good grief. Chad's back, by the way. You can tell him all about how you plan to dress him up and take him on a trip with all kinds of women.
What's going where?
Well, Evelyn was mentioning to us earlier, Chad, that...
Taking you on a trip where you're the only man, probably a horse-riding vacation through the mountains of Canada. I mean, would you like that?
Where do I sign?
Well, he's just the right guy to take this kind of trip.
He doesn't know the part about getting him all dressed up, you know.
Well, I thought we wouldn't tell him that till we get there.
Oh, that's true.
always a surprise. Now, how strenuous, if somebody's on a first-time trip and they're going hiking, how strenuous are some of these trips, or can they just get into them very easily?
Good question. The best thing to do is to call and ask. What I recommend in the book, I list 50 companies that offer these kind of adventures, and with phone numbers, email, and websites that they have them. And I suggest you get as much information beforehand as you can. I mean, if they say it's an easy trip and they really mean 8 hours hiking, and that to you is an exhausting trip, then it's better to find out before you set out on the first day.
You don't want to get out on the trail and find out this is a big mistake and
right.
I wish I hadn't come along for the week. You want to enjoy yourself, push yourself to your limits, but still enjoy yourself and take part in the experience.
Right, and what a lot of the women, all women groups find is that women are much more supportive and not as competitive as, I'm sure it's not you, but as some men are, and who feel that they have to climb to the top of the mountain in 3 hours or they haven't made it, whereas women are much more likely to sort of wait for the last person and hang out and not worry and make sure that everybody has a good time.
It makes it more into a social experience, non-competitive, because there's too much competition in our daily lives. You want to have fun with a group of friends.
Right, and this is something that women are much more adaptable at if they're doing something outdoors for the first time, and they're a little apprehensive, and they're quite willing to kind of... leaders are quite willing to wait and can't let everybody catch up. And things like sailing, for example, is now a National Women's Sailing Association, and they encourage women to be captains of boats, because a lot of women go sailing with husbands or boyfriends or relatives, and they're always the crew. And the National Women's Sailing Association says women should learn how to captain the boat, so if anything goes wrong, they too can take charge, and that's become very successful.
Well, that sounds interesting too. And when they gain that, you know, go out there, gain the skill of sailing, then that opens up a whole new realm, like going fishing or a number of other interests that can be added on upon it.
There's a lot of fishing groups that take both men and women fishing, but for women, often it's first time fishing. And there's fly fishing groups and different sea fishing and kayaking and fishing groups that go out, which are certainly something I was never offered a chance to do as a child.
That's a whole bonding experience right in itself. Going, for example, the Cree Indians in northern Quebec, they always have these fishing trips and lodges. There's a hunting and fishing show going on here in Montreal this weekend. And it's not, to date, it's been like 99% men going on these trips, but I guess women are starting to make up a larger and larger portion of that market.
Well, it would be interesting to ask them how many women do go on these trips, because it certainly is something that's growing. And I spoke to a guy who has written a book called The 50 Most Dangerous Vacations in the World. And he goes to really wild places, like middle of war-torn zones. And I said to him, you know, you do know that the average adventure traveler today, which is what a survey shows, is a woman of 50 who could be married or single, could have children, could be educated or not educated, but she's definitely an older woman who's out there traveling. And he groaned, and he said, I know, I keep meeting them all over the place.
Oh, my goodness. Evelyn, tell us where we can get this book. I mean, I've read it. It's an easy read. It's fascinating because it's all the little stories. It's not like one thing is like, gee, you know, 700 pages to go. It's a nice book. It's $17.95 U.S., available in softcover. Where can somebody get your book?
Well, it's on Amazon.com, if you get Amazon.com.
Yep.
Great.
Yeah, we get the Internet up here in Canada.
Good. And it also should be in bookstores around the country. And I have a U.S. 800 number where we'll send you a free leaflet if you call it, which is 1-800-800-8147. Or you can call the office number, which is 303-449-8474 in Colorado.
Oh, that would be a good call to make and read up all on this topic. And one of the first steps, as we mentioned, is get information. And Evelyn Kay's book, Travel and Learn, Active Women Vacation Guide, is certainly the first place to start. Thank you for joining us this morning, Evelyn.
Pleasure to talk to you, and you may go on any trips dressed as men or women. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Steve, tell us a bit more about the West Palm Beach.
Yeah, we're
getting the hankering to...
Oh, yeah, we're heading down. 3 weeks we'll be down in West Palm Beach for Expo Spring Training, and we'll be staying at the Hilton Palm Beach Airport, which is a resort-style hotel. It's located on scenic Lake Cloud, 1 mile from Palm Beach International Airport, just a couple of miles from the beach. You're right near everything there is to see and do in Palm Beach County. Trendy Clematis Street, Worth Avenue, all of the other activities which have made Palm Beach County a premier destination. It's not just an airport hotel, it's a resort hotel. You've got the location, but you've also got on-property water ski lessons, sand volleyball court, two tennis courts, oversized swimming pool, everything there at the Palm Beach Airport.
Where
Hilton?
Are the water ski lessons? At the Everglades part?
No. The Everglades are nearby, but a private lake right on site, 1 mile long lake right at the Palm Beach Airport Hilton. 1-800-HILTONS is the number, and we'll be driving around Palm Beach County. Yeah, you don't. I don't think there's any that close to the Palm Beach Airport Hilton. 1-800-HILTONS is the number, and we'll be driving around Palm Beach County in our luxury vehicle from Prestige of Palm Beach. You don't have to settle for the red Corsica, you know, sitting there, any car. You can treat yourself to a Prestige of Palm Beach vehicle. You don't have to pay more for luxury. While in the Palm Beaches, why not rent a little Prestige? 1-888-313-7672. And Tom Vrastiak, their president, is a longtime resident of Palm Beach County, and he'll give you all the tips of where to eat and what to do and what to see, all that info. You know, he's a friend sharing travel with friends down there as well in Palm Beach County. Prestige of Palm Beach, 1-888-313-7672. We'll be driving around a BMW 323i convertible, a Mercedes, Jaguars, Porsche, Corvette, whole range of vehicles in the fleet, something out of the ordinary. Why pay more to rent a luxury car when you can call Prestige of Palm Beach?
Following the break, we'll be right back. Chad, let's roll it.
AM 600.
CIQC Montreal.
Are they naked? Are they bare? How do they look? When people see them, do they go, "Hi, my name is Peter Goldberg, owner of Bouclair, and I want to help you decorate your windows so that they are." If you're decorating your windows and doing it yourself, come to Bouclair. Hurry in, though, because today only, you save 50% off all your drapery hardware when you purchase drapery fabrics. That's right, 50% off all drapery hardware. Details in store. If your windows are naked and bare, shop Bouclair. Bouclair.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor Massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
Excuse me, sir. What? Coffee, tea, chemotherapy?
No, thanks. Maybe later. Hi, I'm a smoker, and while most airlines are turning away my business, I'm glad there's a new alternative for people like me.
In the event your cigarettes go out, a plastic mask will drop down, dispensing exhaust fumes directly from our engines. Strap it around your face and inhale normally.
Ah, that's good. So listen, if you like to smoke and you gotta fly, go with the airline that's like an ashtray in the sky.
We put the tar in tar mask. We put our heart in your heart and hand. It's no joke when you're going off.
Call your local cardiologist for details.
Well, I think you know about Furniture Wholesalers. You've heard me talk about them often enough, and you've heard me say that they have the best prices on furniture, that they sell only name brand furniture, that they actually encourage people. Can you imagine that? They actually encourage people to go to other furniture stores because then you can compare shop and find out it's true. Same item exactly, and a lower price at Furniture Wholesalers. And now, of course, this time of year, it's mattress time. And they have Spring Air mattresses, a great new line of mattresses at the lowest prices. And, as ever, they have Simmons mattresses at the lowest prices because they get the better deal from Simmons and from Spring Air. If you're thinking mattress, go see Furniture Wholesalers. They're at 6820 St. Urban, north of Beaubien. Parking nearby, their phone number is 274-8255.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Chad the engineer.
Oh, hi, Chad. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have a place that's great. I know just where to take you.
Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford. Greetings. Back on Travel World for segment number three. We're talking with Natalie Pisco on the line, and she used to own a restaurant with her husband, apparently, and they used to get all kinds of questions.
Yeah, a lot of people would always ask.
What's there to do around here except for golf? So I guess she's got a few other ideas.
You've got some other ideas. When you head down to the Caribbean this time of year, people are heading away March, April for those winter breaks, and they think of the Caribbean just simply as a beach destination. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, doing well here. Nice sunny day here. Not as warm as it would be down in the Caribbean, but...
No, it's not. Except Bermuda.
Yeah, I'm running there. Comparable. Right. But people, as we mentioned, just associate the Caribbean with beaches, but there's a whole cultural aspect of the Caribbean as well.
Yeah, there's so many activities, whether it be tennis, fishing tournaments, all kinds of tournaments that are down there.
Now, what, you know, we talk about different sporting events. What, other than golf and tennis, would you participate in down in the Caribbean?
Well, as there's one unique sport event that's down in Trinidad and Tobago, there are goat and crab races, for one thing. That's a race that people work with the animals. Other things as far as sports, there are badminton contests. There's a hockey contest in
hockey.
Barbados. And there are, of course, a whole bunch of running events throughout Bonaire and Puerto Rico and St. Martin and all those places. So there are a lot of sporting events that you could possibly go to and participate while you're down there.
And if you're a fan of dominoes, I know in the Cayman Islands, dominoes is a big, big thing. They have outdoor tables, and it's a big population. You go out in Cayman Islands, and you play a game of dominoes, and grab a greenie or a Heineken. That's a national pastime.
Yes, it's one of the very nice pastimes. There's also domino tournaments in Aruba, too. So they have theirs, too.
Now, what would make dominoes so popular? I mean, North Americans, we think dominoes like a kid's game, but what made them so popular in the Caribbean?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what made them so popular, but I know that it's a pastime that people can play with. They don't cost that much money, and people can take time, and they can just have fun with them. And adults have fun with dominoes also. So
it's fun to play dominoes, I suppose. I really have no idea how to play, but there, I saw when we went down to Miami, there was tables of Cubans playing, and they took it really seriously. I mean, for me, the only thing about dominoes, you line them up and you knock them down, but honestly...
Yeah.
And the local people welcome you into their game. Like I know in the Grand Cayman, they were saying, oh, come on in, join the game. It's a very, very friendly, you know, there's competition, but they like to welcome outsiders.
High tensions in that game. Boy, do they take it seriously.
That's, I guess that's part of Caribbean culture anyway. You know, they are welcoming people. So they, any type of event that's possible that there's down there, they would invite anyone to be a part of.
Now, what are some of the, you know, yeah, there's that whole warmth that it's just not just the temperature, it's the warmth of welcoming the people that makes it a great vacation experience. Now, what are some of the lesser known places? We talked about Grand Cayman, not many Montrealers will head there. It's popular from a lot of the southeastern states. Every Montrealers all tend to think, you know, go to the Dominican Republic and Cuba and that's it. But there's a lot of other places that are less developed that really give you a true Caribbean experience.
Yeah, they are. There are many. A few would be like Ceiba. Ceiba is one of the smallest islands. It's only 5 miles long. And St. Eustatius, then you have Antigua and Barbuda, St. Lucia, Grenada. Those are some of the smaller islands that are not as well known. And the reason why is most of the larger islands aren't known because they are larger. So those are some of the ones that are smaller, Bonaire. There are about 30 islands down there that a lot of people are not aware of. So
you can really find a place just to get off the beaten path. And a lot of them aren't really that hidden because places like St. Lucia and Antigua, you can fly weekly flights out of Toronto with Air Canada. They aren't, like, totally isolated. And then from the other...
How would you get to Barbuda?
Out of St. Lucia, take, I think, Liat or one of those turboprops.
Yes, they have the smaller airlines down there. Air Jamaica goes there, too.
Oh, okay.
But, Antigua and Barbuda, a lot of people are not familiar with Barbuda because they think about Bermuda. Well, I remember when we were in Bermuda, a lot of our mail went to Barbuda and then ended up in Bermuda. So it's just matters who's doing the mail. And if you're not that aware of all the countries, and if someone from the United States sends it down there, you know, it's just, you just have to be aware of all the different islands, you know.
Now, you mentioned Saba. Now, not too many people would have heard of that island. What makes that unique?
Well, it's one of the smallest islands, as I said before. It's a country that, if you go there, they don't have any real ports. They have this thing called the ladder. It's a stairway of 524 stones that ascends about 800 feet above the water. And that is the way that a lot of the people, especially the settlers, when they first went to the island, that's how they would get their food and material, all those things that they needed. They would have to climb those 524 stone steps to get there. And then there's an embroidery called Spanish work that's very popular down there. It's a lot of a souvenir that many people like to get when they go down there. They don't have too many festivals, but... those are some of the things that are very unique to the island. It's small. They have their own liquor. It's called Ceiba Spice. And it's just a very unique small island with a marine park.
Now, what led you to write this book, and who would benefit from buying this book? If people are just going away on vacation and thinking of one island, will it help them change their mind and perhaps go to another island and get a different experience?
Yes, it would. The reason why I decided to write the book, as I said, my husband and I had a restaurant in Bermuda, and a lot of times people would come down there, and they would not know about the different festivals and events that are available. Even the flower shows, they were not aware because, not the same thing against the travel agents, but they were not aware of the different events. They would tell the people about the beaches, and of course in Bermuda, the golf tournaments and things like that, but they were not aware of anything else. And since we had the bar, people would ask us that. And so after a while, I kept getting a lot of questions, and I talked to people that were from different islands, and they would say the same thing. And then when I came back to the United States, I said, you know, I want to go some other places, but I'm not aware of only the few islands that are Jamaica. You know, people kept telling me that. And so I said, let me write a book and go through all the festivals. And since cultural awareness is very big right now, as far as travel is concerned, I said, let me write a book that will help people try to decide what country they would want to go to and not just go to Jamaica, although I love Jamaica too, but there are so many other islands and it just caters to what your likes are. Everybody is different. Some people like to go to flower shows. Some people like to go to horse races. It just matters what your like is. And this book helps you decide which place would be best for you to go. And it also tells you a time frame to go, because there are some festivals that are really, really big, and you may not be a person that likes to go to things, be around people that are a whole bunch of people, rather, I'm sorry, and crowded airports, things like that. You may not want to go there during that time. So you would look at the book and find out in the calendar section, you could say, okay, it's about one or two festivals going on. I can deal with that. Or I want to go see this gospel fest, or I want to go to this bike race, or I want to go to this regatta. It helps you decide when you want to go, and if you have a spouse or a significant other, you could decide, we're going to go to this island during this time because he can enjoy what he likes and I can enjoy what I like.
So it can really help you plan to make a more enjoyable trip by focusing in on your likes and focusing in on the time of year when there will be events or non-events that you would like to participate or not participate in.
Exactly.
And that would also lead into the fact that, you know, if you didn't read the book in advance, you might end up with some of those problems of getting to a place that is too crowded for your liking or what have
right.
you.
Right. Very much so.
And Natalie, tell us where we can get the book, because we're just out of time here.
Oh, okay. Thank you for having me, by the way. The book is available through The Path Publishing. It's a small publishing company. The address would be P.O. Box 8212.
Mm-hmm.
It's Silver Spring, that's two words,
mm-hmm.
and it's not an S.
Mm-hmm.
Not Silver Springs, it's Silver Spring, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and 20910, and ask for the order department, and they would send
and
it right
how
to
much
you.
Does it sell for? Is it what,
20? As far as the price is $39.50. It's a big book.
Big book. You
yeah,
have a lot of info in that thing.
A lot of info. There's calendar. There is descriptions of events. There's pictures from different countries or different events, and a description of each country so you could see what island you would like to go to.
No problem.
Yeah.
Natalie, thanks for joining us here on Travel World. And
thank you.
We'll get right to other guests.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Same to you. Thanks.
I'd like to tell you about a computer store in the West Island that's out to help you out. It's called Reboot. They're at the foot of Sources Road near Highway 20 in the Valois Shopping Center near Donegany. It's a computer store that cares. They are a small little place. Go ask for Bruce. He'll help you out, take care of you. They have new stuff, used stuff. They'll take care of you, see what they can do. They also have a lot of stock from other stores who, you know, close out and whatnot, so you can really pick up a couple of good bargains. If you want the newest, the latest and greatest, whatever, they can help you. That's Reboot. That's 47 Donegany, right in the Pointe Claire, actually the Valois Shopping Center in Sources Road in the 20.
Sources and 20 along
mm-hmm.
Donegany there.
And their telephone number is 428-1919, another nebulous connection to CIQC, 1919. Anyway, let's roll the break.
Oh, Black Betty, Bama Lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, Bama Lamb. She's from Birmingham, Bama Lamb, way down in Alabama. Bama Lamb, well, she's shaking that thing. Bama Lamb, boy, she makes me sing. Bama Lamb, whoa, Black Betty, Bama Lamb. Whoa, Black Betty, Bama Lamb.
CIQC, Montreal.
Sears and Elizabeth Arden give you the gift of choice. With the Choose Your Own Gift Set, the more you buy, the more bonus items you receive. With any Arden purchase of $25 or more, you can choose 6 items. If you buy $65 or more, you'll receive all 10 items. Choose from Elizabeth Arden's most popular skincare, cosmetic, and fragrance items, including Visible Difference Soap, Exceptional Lipstick, and Fifth Avenue Eau de Parfum. Offer ends Sunday, March 7th,
$99. Come see the softer side of Sears.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusborksack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Hyperactive or super lazy, you're the type to enjoy Sunday brunch at Restaurant de Vieuxport. Hi, Suzanne Deshotel suggesting a fabulous way to make the most of Sundays is to head for the heart of historic old Montreal and treat yourself, your family, your friends to the pleasure of Vieuxport's superb buffet brunch. Excellent choice, just $13.95 per person and kids half price. Reserve your brunch time 10 to 3 and enjoy. Call 866-3175, Restaurant de Vieuxport, 39 St. Paul Street East at St. Gabrielle.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
CIQC.
Best way to kiss on the weekend.
Leading up to the hour, and we're looking to speak in the next couple of minutes with Arnie Greenberg. He's a retired Vanier CJEP professor.
Sound familiar?
Yes, we know another retired Vanier professor lives in the West End. Not the same guy. And his specialty during teaching was 1920s Paris, and he joins us now
Paris.
On the line. He's organizing a couple of tours.
Well, Arnie, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Pretty good, thank you.
Sure.
Now, you're organizing these tours. They're going in the springtime. Tell us a bit more about them.
Well, the more important one, as far as I'm concerned, is the one to France, because we're going there earlier. We go to Paris to do the look at the 1920s, as you pointed out. That was my specialty when I was teaching. We just do a general tour of France, a little bit of wine tasting, a little bit of chateaus, underground caves, you know, the whole general idea of seeing this beautiful country. And then we spend a week resting up, and then we go to Italy. We do more or less the same thing with another group. Only reason for hesitating in talking about Italy is that the tour to Italy was a little more popular this year, and I guess it was sold out very, very soon, and the only one that we really still have room for is the one to France. And since that was my area of teaching and my own expertise, it's the one I have closest to my heart.
And that's really the way to go. When you go on a tour with somebody who's an expert on the area, you can gain a lot more insight into the area than just on a standard tour.
Well, I think what my wife and I pride ourselves in is the fact that this is not a normal tour. This is not the kind of tour you get from a large company where you stay in a different place every night and you just sort of get a general overview of it. We try to go into it in detail. We also try to make everybody into one big happy family. We have a beautiful air-conditioned motor coach, and we're with them 24 hours a day. And we try to make this a unique tour. There's no other tour that does what we do in France especially.
How many people are there on the tour, Max?
About 25, maybe 26, depending on whether the last person who calls is alone or married.
Well, that's not too crowded, because you go on a bus, some tours on nice 40, 50 people, you don't get to meet your other traveling companions.
No, as a matter of fact, we have a 42-passenger bus so people can spread out. We have a meeting at my home, sort of a little reception before we go so everybody gets to know each other. We have a meeting when we come back, and I show a video of the tour, which is available to everybody, and we become friends, and that's really what makes this trip so unique.
And it's a two-week tour. Do you spend, how many days do you spend on the road, or do you spend X number of nights in one place to get a good feel?
We spend 3 nights in Paris and 3 nights in Arles in the south, the edge of Provence. because we have to start and end somewhere, and we spend a couple of nights at each of the places along the way, probably about 9 days on the road. But enough to see the highlights of the places, and some of the places that we see are really unique.
And what would you consider the most unique place along that tour? That
well, I like Lascaux 2, the underground caves where the cave dwellers actually painted on the walls. The rebuilding of Lascaux 2 was really quite a marvelous sight. I also like Rocamadour. Rocamadour is a religious site, but it's a hill village sort of perched on the edge of a cliff. And unbeknownst to most people, Rocamadour is probably the second most highly visited place in all of France. So we get to see those places. And, of course, Paris. When I get into Paris and I start showing you where Hemingway lived and all the people of the 1920s, the writers, the artists, Picasso, Gertrude Stein, that's where I really get excited.
And you bring history really to life because these sites are all still there. Now, have they turned these sites into where they lived into museums, or are they still private residences?
No, they're private residences in most part. What the French government does is puts a plaque on the wall outside the building saying this is where so-and-so lived at a certain time, or this is where Picasso painted this particular painting, this kind of thing. But they're reserved for either the family or estates or organizations that still control them. But we get to see a pretty good cross-section of them, and as close as you can get.
Now, how much does the tour cost?
Well, we operate as a co-op. I don't do this as a profit-making thing. I do it just to take what it costs and divide it up. We charge $27.79, which includes everything, including airfare, hotels, most of the meals, the guides, the entrance fees, baggage handling, great hotels. I mean, we just throw the whole thing in, and it's still cheaper than most of the tour companies can afford to charge because we're not looking to make a profit. We just cover our expenses.
The hotels you select, they're centrally located. What rating would they be? They're independently owned,
I
guess?
They're three-star hotels. Some of them are, Mercure, Best Western. Some of them are privately owned. We have a gorgeous hotel in Sarlat on the Dordogne, Perigord River area. Perigord area, I should say. The Hotel de Selve, really lovely, lovely hotel. They're good. They're modern. They have nice facilities, private bathrooms. As a matter of fact, people are usually surprised at that price that they're getting these hotels.
Well, hotels in Europe have really changed for the better over the past decade, and the Best Westerns, you talk about Best Westerns in Europe are not like the Best Westerns you see here in North America. They're not roadside motels. They are very often 20, 30 room, independently owned, independently managed, downtown hotels with charm and convenience, including a breakfast, and that they're very nice.
Exactly, and the breakfasts are usually buffets, and these are all centrally located. There's nothing on the highway here. We're looking at places where you can walk out and go down into town on your own, and you do have some time to spend on your own and look around if you want it.
Right, you don't have to spend the whole time with the group unless you just want that camaraderie or you make new friends on the tour, which is one of the other great benefits of taking a tour. I guess a lot of people keep in touch even after the tour. They make a lot of new friends.
Look, we just came back from Florida ourselves for our own vacation, and we were wined and dined by all my ex-clients. They were just super to us because they've all become friends with
you. Davina, where can they call you for more information and to sign up?
As I say, I'm not in this business with a capital B, so I operate out of my home. But with a travel agency helping me with the ticketing. My phone number is 484-8603.
And that leaves on May 19th for 2 weeks.
The one to France does. The one to Italy, if people are interested, they can call and ask questions about it gladly. That one leaves in June, but we are booked.
Oh, that's a good
France
word
and
of
Italy,
mouth.
Boy, do you have some vacations
planned.
We do this every year, and we don't have any trouble booking.
Wow.
Yes. My take on this is... the excitement is just staying there afterwards. We've made a lot of friends, and we just make the tour better for next year. That's all.
That's pretty good.
Always learning, and you get that repeat business and the word of mouth. And,
that's right. And I get to talk about my favorite subjects.
Definitely.
Well, we can wish you all the best, Arnie, for the success of this year's tour, and I hope you have a great time. And
thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for letting me get the message out.
Oh, no problem. Welcome to Travel World, and come back soon. Make sure you tell them all to listen to the show.
I certainly will. They already have been told.
There you go.
Okay, great. That number again, 484-8603. Arnie Greenberg and his tour of Paris and France beginning May 19th, 2 weeks.
Sounds like a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, people having fun,
we should
traveling.
We should have had Natasha down here, for the caves.
Oh, yeah, she can make a...
Natasha's our cave lady.
And the cave lady. People writing on the walls in the cave. Years ago, this is how culture has changed. Years ago, people look at that now as culture and history, and now people write on walls, and they say it's graffiti and...
I thought your idea with culture was yogurt.
Yes, well...
Bacteria.
Bacteria.
Oh, man. So what is up for next week, Steve?
Well, next week, a whole variety of things. Melanie Reffes just got back from Mont Tremblant, so she'll be on the line talking about winter weekend getaways up at Canadian Pacific Hotel's Chateau Mont Tremblant.
She'll tell us to fly from Dorval to Mirabel. And,
Dorval to Mirabel. Yeah, Dorval to Mirabel. First take the bus to St. Hubert, then fly from St. Hubert to Dorval, connect to Autocar Connoisseur up to Mirabel, where you connect
fly
to the other bus.
Fly back to Dorval, then take the bus downtown. Yeah.
No, it's very easy to get into Mont Tremblant, an hour and a half, 2 hours north, and they've really spent a lot of money on that over the past few years. I was up there a couple of years ago, and it's totally changed from the first time I was there in the late 70s. So that's one of the many topics we'll be talking about, and we'll have our usual fun.
Our usual fun with the usual banter, usual guests. We have you got some more guests lined up for next week as well.
Oh yeah, we'll be talking. Who knows?
You have a whole list.
I have a whole list. I have to look at them on the 6th of March. Melanie Reffes and whoever else comes to mind. Have to look at that.
Well, you got it for sure.
Yeah.
And then also on the 17th, we're leaving for...
Yeah, 17th, we're leaving down for West Palm Beach and Jupiter. I was staying at the Palm Beach Airport Hilton, taking our car from Prestige of Palm Beach Auto Rental, and touring Palm Beach County, and spending a couple of days at spring training in Jupiter, the Orioles, the Expos on Friday night, and the Cardinals and the Expos on Saturday the 20th.
I was going over Cynthia's message. She says she wants to go see karaoke with us. I guess it made an impression.
Oh, it made an impression. You're the talk of Iowa.
Talk of Iowa. Oh, man. Listen, thanks for joining us on Travel Worlds. It was a pleasure to be with you again today. Join us again next week. It's Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, the Hands of Chad. Thank you for joining us once again. Join us again next week.
Next Saturday, 11 to noon, for Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC. Mama,
I'm coming home. I'm Gord.